Welcome to the HFS Podcast. I'm Mark Reed Edwards of HFS. Joining me today is Ned May, Senior VP of Research at HFS. Ned has some fascinating research to discuss today. Welcome, Ned.
Thanks, Mark. I look forward to speaking with you about it.
Yeah, it should be fun. And Ned, your blueprint report on enterprise mobility services was published recently, and for those listening out there, it's available at hfsresearch.com, and we encourage you to hit the site and download it. So, mobility, it's taken over our personal lives, and how has it affected the enterprise, Ned?
Well, Mark, you know, it sounds cliche, but mobility has really impacted the enterprise in pretty profound ways. You know, first of all, it's really inadvertently rewritten the rules of asset deployment and management. In turn, that's upended policies across IT, HR, and even finance. You know, what started with the desire of really the CEO to replace his BlackBerry with a shiny iPhone resulted in a flood of these devices being brought in and used across the enterprise. You know, IT deployment used to be a very centralized and controlled process. And now with this BYOD or bring your own device, it's truly the Wild West in terms of deployment. And that's created some real short-term challenges. But, you know, IT departments have been scrambling to react to this and regain control, and an ecosystem of providers has sprung up. We have MDM providers, you know, and there's a short-term opportunity here. But that impact, as big as it was felt, is really only the minor one. I mean, the bigger challenge for enterprises is that by bringing these devices into work, the impact that it's had on our personal lives, that we're now expecting to have that same experience, that same consumer experience at work, the same experience that we have at home. And I don't think this is a bad thing. You know, our work lives had become overly complicated. You know, the internet enabled us to connect in new ways, and the rollout of the web allowed this connectivity to really explode. And I think, you know, our work lives got overly complex. What mobile brings is this new way of thinking with that smaller screen. You know, it forces tasks to be simplified down to their core. And personally, I prefer a much, you know, a well-designed mobile site than one that's delivered on a large screen. But, you know, that change has really impacted how we work.
So how have companies started to utilize enterprise mobility?
Well, you know, the first approach to enterprise mobility was really an extension of the tethered web. It was taking the large screen and reducing it to a small screen, creating a customer experience, an e-commerce site that would be delivered effectively to a mobile device. Actually, the first experience was just jamming the big screen on the small screen. It was a horrible experience. But fortunately, that was quickly overcome. But, you know, some of the more interesting uses are really what we call around this appification, and it's extending that thought of how do I reduce these tasks that are being done into the core elements and deliver that in a mobile interface.
Right, right. So what's behind the great growth? Is it this consumerization that you kind of referenced? What's behind the great growth of enterprise mobility?
Well, again, several things. One, just the demand. The consumer demand for engaging means now employees are demanding to engage that way. And there's a lot of work to be done. It's still a daily occurrence to run across a site that has not been really created effectively for a mobile interface. But there's also some of the leading enterprises are thinking about mobility in new ways. And then these are ways that are perhaps creepy at times, but these devices enable us to really get very specific. We know who you are. These devices are not shared. You're not sharing a personal computer. So we know who you are, but we know where you are, what time of day, and increasingly what you're doing. You know, driving down the road. And we're seeing insurance companies start to test the ability to really measure a driver's individual performance. And we expect to see billing determined not by who you are, what demographic you fit in, but by how you drive.
Yeah. And even how fast you drive, yeah.
Yes, and even how fast you drive, how fast you stop, how fast you go around corners, one could anticipate even where you drive.
Right, right. So the rates would vary based on not just where you live, but where you generally drive.
Yes.
Fascinating. So let's cut to the chase. Which enterprise has made it into the winner's circle in the blueprint?
Well, you know, I have to say, first of all, I was impressed with every company that participated. You know, it's a big opportunity. Most of the companies have stepped up to the challenge. We were very challenged to get client feedback that was negative. That said, four really did emerge as the winners. They were Accenture, IBM, Infosys, and Tech Mahindra. Each brought very kind of different strengths, but each stood out.
So do you have any specifics behind those choices?
Yeah, I do. You know, Accenture brings really deep vertical expertise that allows it to start the discussion with an enterprise around mobility from the point of the end customer need. They all do this to a certain degree, but, you know, the specificity that mobile can drive means you need to understand those needs deeply. You know, IBM, with its size, has made mobile first one of its four key initiatives for 2014, but it's also been very aggressive in acquiring some of the leading platforms, proprietary platforms, and it's got a broad portfolio, really end-to-end, delivering from that device management that I touched on all the way into industry expertise. So it can do it all, and it's doing it well. Infosys also can do that, but it has a very strong portfolio of proprietary IP and proprietary solutions. So it can come in and quickly solve a problem, and it can do it at lower cost because it's designed it for someone else. And then finally, Tech Mahindra, you know, is one that kind of stands out a bit here as not the usual suspect, but it has very deep legacy roots with the telecom industry. It does a lot of work in development and R&D, and that insight allows it to understand the market in a way that others may not. So it's a unique player here, and certainly worth a very close look.
That's great. Thanks. Can you leave the listeners maybe with a few recommendations and conclusions based on the report?
Well, you know, in speaking with the customers and across the enterprise, it's really first and foremost, I think now is the time to step back and understand what's going on across the enterprise regarding mobility. A lot of these efforts were brought in by functional departments, the sales force, the marketing department, all needed a mobile interface. And it's time to rationalize that. And the first step is really understanding what's going on. Doesn't mean that these kind of pockets of experimentation can't continue. I think they need to continue. But just to getting a better handle on it really is the first step. And then the second piece really is understanding that we need to bring in all aspects of the enterprise as we design these solutions, you know, these mobile solutions. This notion of the appification of our expectations, you know, our consumer expectations that we're bringing to work, means that we each have very narrow kind of defined needs. And so if you're just listening to the C-suite or you're just defining it by the IT department's needs, anything that's rolled out is likely to disappoint the majority of an enterprise. So make sure you get that input early and incorporate it.
Yeah, I think this is kind of fascinating for enterprises because the PC revolution was driven by enterprises, and the mobile revolution is being driven by consumers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's bringing with it a diverse set of needs.
Yeah, to say the least. Well, Ned, I really want to thank you for joining us on the HFS podcast. This has been very enlightening. And I encourage everyone to go out there onto hfsresearch.com and download Ned's HFS Blueprint Report on Enterprise Mobility. Thanks again, Ned. And thanks, everyone, for joining us here on the HFS podcast.
Thank you, Mark.